Fourth module. Day four. I'm going to ask you to think about going to a much higher, more spiritual place than the world of competition. If I compete, I have to be afraid. Because if I'm number one, I hold it until somebody else comes and takes it. It's something that most men, I guess, are comfortable with, because most men are taught over and over and over, and they take this into the work world, into the sports world, into everything you can imagine, that every single person is either your competition or your client, which really leads to a pretty lonely place. So, in the realm of picture and intentionality, I'm going to ask you to think about creating, not competing. Whether you're in the athletic world, whether you are in the stock market world, teaching world, in a world that does like to promote rank order. You're number one, you're number two, you're number three. Loves numbers. In a world that promotes scarcity, there's only so much success, there's only so much kindness, there's only so much love. I was working with the Dallas Cowboys, and I was standing against a wall, and I was standing with Coach Dave Campo. In a few moments, I was going to get ready to speak to the team. And a backup running back, a very one of the most built human beings I've ever seen, his last name was Hambrick, walked up to me and said, "Doc, I've heard you 50 times. I hated hearing you. But I love hearing you now. Being that I'm hearing you twice a month, and I'm sitting here anyway, I love hearing you now." I said, "Oh, why do you love me now and you didn't before?" He said, "Because Emmett Smith, the starting running back, told me that I love you." I said, "Oh, that's interesting. I could have used Emmett when I was single. Wish you had told a few people I was dating that they loved me if that's all it took." So I walk up to Emmett Smith. There's a lot of writing on good to great these days. To me, this is the route to great, and this is the greatest running back of all time, I guess, if you need to use numbers. I walk up to him and I said, "Emmett, what are you doing? You're telling someone that they need to listen to me, that they need to understand me." He said, "Doc, he's a great guy, but he doesn't quite get it, and I think if he stays in there, he will. I want him to get better." I said, "Emmett, he's your backup. If he gets better, he's going to take your job. You are," here comes the phrase, "competing with him." He said, "Doc, I don't compete. I never did. I create." "Well, what does that mean?" He said, "Well, I sat down, I prayed about it, I meditated about it, and I have come to a conclusion of what God wants for me in my life. And I create it. And I want it for everybody. I just don't want it for me. I'm my brother's keeper. I'm my sister's keeper. I want it for him too. Part of my picture is that I rise up to this great picture in my head. And I create the kind of things that makes that happen. And I get a positive flow of energy through me. And one of the best ways to get that positive energy through me is want it for everyone else. Or I at least want what they want. He doesn't have to be my enemy. I don't have to dislike him. Because as soon as I do, I stop the flow of that spiritual energy for me. I'm his keeper. I want as well. On this day, what could you create to make this special? What would you create if you had a year to live? What does God want for you in your life? Not where do you stack up against anyone else. That's not a very spiritual place to be. I want it for everybody. I want to rise up. Meditate about it. Say a quiet prayer about it. God, what is it you want from my life? Bring it to me. And pave the way for others to get there as well. As you rise others up, you're going to find it real easy to find that place of greatness for you. Thus concludes the module for today.